Okay, that would be it.
I do crawfish.
Okay. This is an insect that you find flying around the light, and then try to fly into the light.
There's lots of boats flying around the light and try to fly into them.
Yep, if you grabbed it, powder would come off in your hand.
Oh, a kennel fly.
Okay. And what might get in your wool clothes and eat holes in them?
Moth.
Okay, and if you had moths, what might you put out to get rid of them?
Moth ball.
Okay, this is an insect that's got a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Okay. And this is an insect that would be around a damp place. It's got two pairs of shiny wings on it, and some people would say that there was a sign that snakes were near.
Oh, snake doctor.
Okay, did you hear that about the sign that snakes were near?
Yeah, well, what is it?
Okay, is that true?
I don't know. I always sort of doubt it, but I couldn't say that I know.
Yeah. Okay, what kinds of insects will sting you?
Bumblebees, wasps, honeybees, and hornets.
Okay. What about something that builds a nest on the ground?
Oh, hornets. Oh, bumblebees build a nest on the ground.
What about yellow?
Yellow jackets.
Okay. And this is an insect that'll... It's a little red thing, it'll get in your skin, sort of. And, let's say if you went blackberry picking or something.
Oh, chigger.
Okay. And this is an insect that'll hop around in the grass.
Greyhound?
Okay, yeah. You ever heard of it called hopper grass?
No, I just heard it. We just always call them grasshoppers. They're waiting in the way.
Okay, and this is a small fish that can be used for bait.
Minnow.
Okay, and if you haven't cleaned a room in a long time, up in the ceiling, up in the corner of the ceiling, you might find a...
Oh, a spider web, a wasp nest.
Okay, would you call it spider web if it's inside the house?
Well, some of it's called tar web or anything. I'd call it spider web.
Okay, what if it was outside, stretched across the bush?
I still call it spider web.
Okay. And the part of the tree that's underneath the ground is the...
Roots.
Okay. Have you ever heard of using certain roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's susceptible roots, you know.
What's that thing for?
Well, they clean it, and the spray of the other clean is a great tonic for you, but I don't know, I used to drink it home.
Yeah.
I don't have to eat that suspect tea I was playing with. Clean would help everybody. Take around that over here, I haven't been to that in a long time.
Yeah. Any other kinds of roots or
there's a lot, ginseng roots are just, there's just lots of roots that I don't know anything about. I let you know, they even make medicine from. And yeah. I reckon most all of our medicine now comes from the old Indian doctors, the herb doctors. I've been told that. But, that's right or not, I don't know.
I heard ginseng really sells for a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You can get.
Yeah. There's certain kind of roots, you know, they boil down and make all kind of tonics out of it, and medicine for different things. I don't know enough about to express myself.
Okay, what are some trees that you have around here?
Oh, we have maple trees, oak, elm, cedar trees, cottonwood, dogwood,